So, Craig, I was telling Ray I was sparked to watch a bunch of movies after I watched Black Panther, but they were all older, and they all totally held up. It was so satisfying. I watched Airplane, totally holds up.
Oh, that movie's awesome, yeah.
I watched RoboCop, totally holds up.
Stop. Murphy.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
We never got that TV show. I would totally watch that.
Yeah, I was disappointed that we did not. But I think we got saw that guy do stand-up in Vegas at my wedding. I'm pretty sure he was that gentleman, but yeah. Oh, I watched Arnold's Total Recall, and it totally holds up.
Get ready for a big surprise! 2 weeks!
Weeks.
I love that movie.
I also love that if you don't pay your Johnny Cab fare, that they're programmed to run you down.
Hello, and thank you for using Johnny Cab.
Hoped you enjoyed the ride. Yeah, that movie way held up. And it peaked when he was like, hey, Benny, screw you!
every time.
It is, because everybody else remembers the three T's, but that is not the highlight of the film.
No, it's clearly the Kuatu.
And his love of Smints.
He needs some Smints.
Smints.
Quaid! Open your mind, Quaid!
Open your mind. Open your mind.
I love that. That movie's great.
It is. I never saw the remake, so I don't know how that
turned out.
I heard it was awful.
Yeah, I just can't do it. The first one's just perfect. Don't screw with it.
It is. It is. I love Michael Ironsides. He needs to make a comeback.
Oh, yeah, he's a good actor.
As soon as I saw him, I was like, I need to continue this train rolling and treat myself to some Starship Troopers, but I couldn't find it streaming anywhere.
Woo-hoo!
So,
do you want to know more?
I do.
I also love that movie.
Movie's fantastic.
Oh, man.
Totally holds up.
It's great. Rico's Roughnecks. Huh?
Go ahead.
All right.
It's unlocked. Who will be first? Who will it be?
Yeah, I'm wondering if anybody is going to notice and join.
Oh, yep, it's DJ Squiggly
is in. Yeah. Just wondering if anybody was going to join before we said anything.
You win the no prize. Man, he beat Samurai by a hefty few seconds.
Bing, bing, bing. I turned the sound off because it was so annoying when people joined the chat room. Now I'm making my own sounds.
Oh, I'm hearing all the sounds. So, bling, bling, bing, boom, bling. Ba-donk. Bing. Ba-donk. Bing.
Thanks, Craig. Is there a way I can turn you off now?
No way.
Bling.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
I am relatively prepared.
I'm as prepared as I ever get, which isn't very prepared.
Right.
Hey, you're sitting in front of a microphone, so really, how much more do you want?
I'm ready. You ready?
All right, so Joe Blow wants to know the origin of my name.
I just answered it. There you go.
My online name. Oh, you did? Yeah. What did you say?
Listen to the older episodes, man.
Did we discuss the origin of my name in the older episodes?
Well, the Snevity Snoo part.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was an origin story. I did not expect it to be anything complex. I thought you were going to say, I thought Chaos with an X looked cool, and I was born in 72.
There is no origin story. It's really simple. I wanted to use the name Chaos. And at the time, there was I think it's some sort of a fractal program that you can create fractal images.
Okay.
And it was named Chaos with an X, and mm-hmm. That's what I used.
Nice.
That's really it. There you go. That's a story.
Because that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. I said, that's my story. Man, dead quiet.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to join in.
Sometimes you pick poor song choices that we can't feel included in.
Yeah, I had no idea what that was.
It's a poor, it is a poor song. I mean, I can do that. So, Ian, you saw it before the Panther. You had the solo trailer?
Yes.
Man, Childish Gambino is going to totally steal that movie.
He is trying.
Is it a different solo preview than what I've seen previously?
It was probably the one you saw that was associated with the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't remember any details of it other than the fade in to Donald Glover sitting in a chair with a really coy grin on his face.
All I need, if you could give me 2 hours of Donald Glover talking to Khaleesi, that movie's gold. I don't need no hands.
She in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
I don't need no Han Solo. At least I think she said that movie. She was in some trailer I saw yesterday.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the trailers before that movie. Nothing stood out.
Now I gotta look it up.
Nope, I believe you.
Yeah, Amelia Clark. She's got first billing.
Amelia Clark's probably in there. Have I heard of the guy playing Han Solo?
No.
All right.
It's just some punk.
Cool.
Alden Ehrenreich?
Classic Alden.
Apparently he appears in Francis Ford Coppola films.
Hmm.
And Woody Allen films. He sounds way too much like an actor. And less like, you know, an action hero. You know, Carpenter turned action hero like Han Solo.
No, they definitely needed to go with someone I didn't know, though. That way,
yep.
You know, he can become that. I mean, otherwise, you would have had Shia LaBeouf. I mean,
yeah, I was going to say, you would have had LaBeouf.
That would have been the worst. I hate LaBeouf. Man.
Was he in Constantine, by the way? Who was the kid in Constantine?
LaBeouf.
Okay.
Yeah.
LaBeouf was in Constantine?
Yeah. He's his sidekick.
That movie was on earlier, and I saw it for just a moment, and I'm like, was that? I'm not sure, but...
Man, that guy just keeps coming up throughout my day-to-day. It's really odd.
Really?
Yeah. Been a Shia LaBeouf kind of day in very different capacities throughout the day.
Man, I did not place that was LaBeouf. Huh. Well, that makes like two movies he didn't completely ruin.
What, Constantine and Fury?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Ian would be on board with me. Man, Fury is good.
It is solid.
Ah, good movie.
In fairness, I actually, to diverge, I assume, I thought he did a fine performance in the movie Holes.
Didn't see
it. I enjoyed that movie, and I think it was one of his earlier works.
Hmm. All right.
So, John Voight, top notch.
All right. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never starts. It is the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Chaos 72, or Chaos 70's new. And Stanky Pete making return appearances for the 130th installment. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Howdy.
Good old Stanky Pete.
I thought it was Stinky Feet.
I like
Sneaky Pete.
I like Stinky Pete better.
Stinky Pete. Okay, you think a little bit of both.
Yeah, you'd be like, you know, a bad Western villain. Like, Stinky Pete's going to come rolling into town. He's going to rob himself the stagecoach.
Yeah, Stinky Pete is probably a member of Black Bart's gang.
And yet, Samurai immediately materializes the Stinky Pete the Prospector doll.
I'm not that surprised. I should probably take a look because I want to see it. Oh, it's real.
Well, I know what Ian's getting for Christmas.
All right.
Maybe your birthday. That's coming up sooner.
I know. I'm still holding my breath for that Sweet Weird Al watch.
I don't know if I'm going to part with that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to have to look on Amazon for this Stinky Pete the Prospector toy. All right. This is the what?
Apparently it's a thing from Toy Story movies.
Yeah, okay.
They weren't that bad, I just didn't see them.
Yeah.
Immediately we lose Craig. Yeah. Sucked all the life right out of him.
Yeah, sure does. Is it something animated from the past 25 years? It sucks.
No, that's not true.
They mostly all suck.
Nope, all those DC movies were great.
Those don't appear on movie screens, though. Direct for TV doesn't count.
The Incredibles was solid.
Yeah, I wasn't that impressed.
Hmm.
All right, anyway, get back on the rails of the show.
Right.
You're driving me crazy here. It's all your fault. This is the week of February 21st to the 28th. Hey, that's the end of February. Look at that. 2018. Wow, I didn't put the Deadpool Dailies anywhere in the script. I'm a terrible person.
I didn't even read the script, so there you go. I should have been able to alert you.
Oh, man.
Not only that, but I feel like once a season is not enough to change up your little pizzazz before each season.
Okay.
I feel like that's a weekly thing that you could treat yourself to, and I feel like that's being left on the table.
Yeah. Think about it.
Okay.
All right. So today was Green Blade. Thursday, Yellow Wolverine. Friday, Green Torch. Saturday, Black Colossus. Sunday, Black Cyclops. Then you got Black Hood, and then Green Doc Ock, and next Wednesday is Green Sleeves. Green Sleeves. Sometimes I make myself laugh. And the 5-day four-star crash? On the Titans. Last we spoke, it was Nick Fury was running. How'd that go for
you? I think it's still running. Successful.
Sweet.
I completed it by having some good fortune that I got to... I generated enough for two demolitions. Is that what Blue's called?
Yes. I believe
and
so.
Each time, I had the good fortune that one of the demolition tiles set itself up on a potential four match, so I just let it alone because I knew that the AI has to choose four over everything else, and that went a long way to crushing Magneto.
I had a completely different kind of battle. It was all Blue. I stunned him, then I stunned him, and it was over by that time. So
that was,
yeah, I just kept him stunned the whole time.
Oh, that yellow probably does stun.
His blue?
Nope, his blue's the demolition I just discussed with you.
Oh, yeah, blue makes the bombs.
Yeah, yellow does the, I summon the Avengers, and one of the Avengers probably has a stun power.
I'm thinking of the wrong fight. Never mind. Strike that completely and replace it with, I won and I don't know how.
Strike that. Reverse it. All right, then. Ray.
What fight? Where were you?
I don't know what Ray was doing.
I don't know either.
Were you fighting someone with Iceman?
I don't know. I'm totally lost now. I have no idea.
You just totally fabricated a battle that may or may not have ever happened.
I used all the blue.
With a lot of detail. Oh, man, Ray's playing a different game. That's fantastic.
Yep. No wonder he's so far ahead. All right, coming up next on the 22nd is Eddie Venom. How does that look for you?
Oh, all right. Grim. I don't know. It could be done. I think I don't remember him being a particularly effective character, nor do I remember my powers being the correct assembly. I don't know what the good power is, but I think it's yellow, and I think I don't have much yellow.
Is it the yellow one that gives the opponent shields?
Some shields, but it does a significant amount of damage first.
It does damage, but whenever the enemy takes damage of a very small amount, it creates a projectile. Yeah.
I think I have a 4-2-1. And I don't know that that's going to get the job done. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll luck into a lot of good critical combos and a lot of green.
I am pretty sure I have him at a build that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. At a 5-4-4. I can't believe that's intentional. I don't know.
Pretty sure.
A 5-4-4.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I'll have to look at that.
Right.
But...
Yeah, I feel like he's probably someone who you didn't bother to respect once he was championed, because
yeah,
why
exactly.
Would you? Right.
Yeah, I think that's how mine ended up where he is. Mine's 5-5-3, but I'm pretty sure I've never bothered to rearrange his powers in any way. All right, that should be a win.
Apparently 5-3-5 is the way to play him, so I'll just need to respec.
Yeah. And on the 27th, we have good old Sandman.
Right on.
That should be winnable.
Yeah,
Ian's got no yellow.
No, I only have green and, like, I think one level of purple.
But isn't green where it's at with him?
It's got two turntables and a microphone.
He does area damage with green, doesn't he? Stun someone?
I think so. Green could be sandblast, for all I know.
I thought that was yellow.
Could be as well.
I don't know. I don't ever use that guy.
I've not had a lot of experience with the Sandman.
I don't know. I can't find him in my roster, but he's there somewhere.
Hold on. Four...
I have him at a 5-3-5, and I'm pretty sure that green does, area damage. Yeah, it does area damage.
Right, which I definitely don't need.
Right.
I definitely don't need AoE. I would rather have the power that does slightly more damage, but to only one person.
Sure, but it also stuns for two turns, so...
Ooh, I'm back on board. If I can get some green going, we'll be okay.
Yeah, even with four, it stuns for two turns, so...
Okay.
There you go. Well, you got a stunner's
after
chance.
After I struggle through Venom, I will come back with some news about how Sandman went.
Okay. Over in Storyland, Meat Rocket and Groot still running. 12,500 for Three Century. 23,500 for Purple. Meh. Top 50 folks get Nico, and 51-400 is Elektra.
That's Elektra.
Yeah. I'm liking Meh more than other people, I believe. He's beefed up right now. He's got piles of hit points. I don't know. I find him fun.
Yeah, if you can get his purple charged, it's really, really nice.
Yeah, it's usually a game ender. Then coming up next, we got Fight for Wakanda is back with some changes. We'll talk about those later. 16,000 for three Elektras, 31,500 for a purple Nico, and top 200 folks get that brand new Shuri. More on her later.
Oh.
In PvP land, we got it's still the Far Out Space Nuts season. Still, good show. All right, it wasn't good, but it was a show.
It was a show.
It was a show. You got Assassin for Hires running right now. 800 Black Elektra, 900 Blue Coulson. 1,200 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Agent Venom, and 11 to 50 is Daredevil. So there you go. Let's talk about Joe's favorite part of the day.
Okay.
Hit me.
I can only assume that we're talking about what is also known as my favorite part of the day. Less so this week than some weeks. But it is the pie segment brought to you, as always, by an American hero, This Pie.
This Pie!
Thanks, This Pie. So this week, Craig's selection for you brave listeners is cantaloupe pie. Cantaloupe pie? I've never heard of such a thing. There's a reason. It's kind of a misdirect, and I don't know that I would try. I'll definitely try things, but I would not recommend this. If you have other pie options, you just fold some cantaloupe flavoring into the meringue. It's a meringue pie flavored like cantaloupe instead of, say, something appropriate like lemon or coconut cream or more popular choices. Really, and that's the only deviation. If you can, you know, go back to here's how you make a lemon meringue pie. Similar, except where you would add lemon, add cantaloupe. Cantaloupe's just got too mild of a flavor that I can see it making a worthwhile impact in a pie.
Exactly.
Like, even, like, straight cantaloupe isn't enough. It's like, I don't, of all the melons, it's really not super high on my list. Watermelon's better. Honeydew is better. What's wrong with honeydew?
Nope, watermelon.
Watermelon is the dopest of all fruits. Shame on you.
Oh, it's so gross.
It is easily the best melon there is, and quite possibly the king of the fruits.
So much stank.
Mmm.
Oof.
So, anyway, coconut pie should actually be called coconut meringue, or not coconut, cantaloupe. I'm reading the word, and I'm just substituting in things that I would prefer. Sorry, Ray, I know how you feel about coconut.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's your featured pie of the week.
Week.
Brought
week.
To you, as always, by This Pie.
This Pie.
This Pie. Thanks, dude.
All right. Hey, there was an update to patch 146. And my God, we haven't had this for a few days. There were some changes to Fastball Special.
Yeah! classic.
It will now trigger Sentinel of Liberty from, you know, Steve Rogers and Steve Rogers. And it will select random tiles to make into yellow protect tiles. That is all.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go.
That's a good change.
Updates to Fight for Wakanda. Wakanda. The event is now 4 days long. A new subchapter has been added, as well as new dialogue. Because, you know, Shuri needs to talk.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Maybe this time I'll actually read it.
Hazard tiles have been updated. So exploding tech tiles now only deal damage to the characters in front for the player and the enemy instead of the entire teams. Damage has been reduced.
Yay.
Thank God. Those were devastating. Vibranium mines now destroy 2 random AP from both the player and the enemy when the countdown activates, and no longer destroys AP every turn. So, it sounds like that event should be a whole lot easier. Yes? No? Don't care?
Oh, I didn't know that was something that needed color commentary. I thought you were all just right. Giving us information.
Well, those were the two waves or days or whatever that people complained about the most, definitely. But the exploding tech people were countering with Quake, which you will no longer be able to do, but hopefully you won't need to, because it's far less damage, it says. So
it says.
Yeah, seems better.
All right, for those of you who have seen the Black Panther movie, hey, the new character's from the Black Panther movie.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Shuri, and her subtitle is Master Engineer. Her first power is called Vibranium Tech. This is a passive blue. She, for fortified tiles that are on the board, that increases the cost, AP cost for enemy powers and lowers the AP cost of friendly powers. So a power level 5, level 270, 5 fortified tiles on the board will cause enemy powers to cost 3 AP more, while friendly powers will cost 3 AP less, down to a minimum of 3. So that could be handy.
That could be amazing.
Her next power is using her, twin panther blasters. This is 11 green, deal damage, and destroy random tiles. If the destroyed tile is a fortified tile, the enemy is also stunned for a few turns. Destroyed tiles deal damage, but do not generate AP. And her third power is Vibranium Virtuoso. It costs 8 red. She fortifies friendly special or basic tiles and removes a random enemy fortified special tile. Whenever the player matches a fortified tile, this power has a passive component that deals additional damage. So, fortified tiles, more fortified tiles, and some stuff with fortified tiles. So there you go.
Great.
I never really play with people who make fortified tiles so much, so see how that goes. You guys use?
Yeah, I got
tiles?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing?
Well, I know Green Goblin makes fortified tiles, but I never use them.
Yeah.
Does the new Black Panther make fortified tiles?
He does.
That seems relevant.
Yeah.
Relevant.
I got my finger on the pulse here, guys.
She will be released on tomorrow's February 22nd, and she'll have a Shuri and Friends store. Shuri and Friends. It runs between the 25th and March 2nd. She will debut in the Fight for Wakanda that also starts tomorrow. And she has a S.H.I.E.L.D. training event, which also starts tomorrow. And she will be featured in the Prodigal Son event, which runs the 26th to the 2nd. And her tournament will be called Mother of Invention and runs between the 25th and the 28th of February. Mother Necessity, where would we be without you?
Nope.
No?
No, nope. No idea.
It was a Saturday morning cartoon jingle like Schoolhouse Rock.
But it wasn't a Schoolhouse Rock?
I don't think it was technically a Schoolhouse Rock, no.
Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't a local thing? Because I wasn't from here.
I don't know. It was done in the same style, but I don't know if it was officially a Schoolhouse Rock.
Okay.
Like, they had the guy who invented the sewing machine, whoever that guy was. And he was like, Mother, let me help you with your sewing.
No.
It's getting weirder. I'm back on board.
No? Does no one remember this?
Don't worry. Samurai has a graphic.
Seriously, somebody Google this and throw this up.
It's not a real thing. Don't.
All right. It does say it's a Schoolhouse Rock.
Okay. Really?
So the internet tells me.
Skeptical.
I also.
Yeah, Mother Necessity with her good intentions. Where would this country be without her inventions? Yeah. You remember this?
Mm-mm. No.
I do not.
Hmm.
So did you talk about the S.H.I.E.L.D. training? Did you mention the S.H.I.E.L.D. training for her?
I said there was one.
Yeah. So you do not need
donut.
The new Panther. You don't have to have the new Panther in order to play the S.H.I.E.L.D. training. I thought that was very fast. And Jenda pointed that out on the Facebook page. You need Jean Grey, Ghost Rider, Mr. Fantastic, and then the new Shuri, of course, for the bottom row. But
yeah, that's very surprising. That's been a break from all the recent S.H.I.E.L.D. trainings, where if you didn't get lots of the last person, you were boned.
Right, exactly. So I don't know. That seems cool. I don't know why the change, but or maybe he is required and he's just not in their list.
I guess we'll find out very shortly. So, how did you guys do at Civil War?
I was sad because I did not get max progression on both sides.
I know.
I was bummed.
Wait, for your solo progression?
Yeah.
Wow. But you played a lot.
Well, I finished first on one side and second on the other side,
mm-hmm.
and still didn't reach max progression on both sides.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't get anywhere near. I ended up getting the Kate Bishop for the personal reward.
Me too.
So that was awesome.
I agree. And those six power or the three power band and the three mech covers were pretty nice too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. I'm liking that Hulk. Like I said, I like him better than other people, apparently.
Yeah, I definitely played a little bit more than I have in the past. Everything gets so much easier. Not easier, but I can be a lot more productive now that I have a viable 4-star roster.
I'd imagine.
When I get to those higher rounds, I don't have to be like, what kind of special combos can you think of so that I can still participate at level 7 and level 8? I'm like, meh. All right. I use Coulson and Carol and Riri. And it works every time.
Good stuff.
And it was totally good.
Yeah, the covers that we got for Hulk, I got I also got one out of some vault, so I ended up with like 4 of them, so I ended up with enough to champion him. So I agree with Greg. I think he's a lot stronger than people give him credit for. He's not top tier by any means, but I enjoy playing him. So
yeah, I don't know. I find him fun.
Boosted and champed, I imagine that helps quite a bit.
Yeah. In local news, since, you know, last week all the kids were raising money to fight cancer, this weekend, it's St. Patty's Day!
I thought they killed that.
No way, buddy!
Is it back?
It's back. It's nationwide.
No.
Not nationwide.
Certainly not nationwide, and I genuinely thought that all the local business owners worked together to kill that a year or 4 ago.
Oh, they tried. They did not succeed.
Really?
St. Patty's Day will live forever.
Ugh. But it's dumb.
Yeah, it's all right. Last night I was out with the cops seeing the Black Panther, and they're like, for the love of God, please don't come downtown this weekend. We expect issues. And I went, okay, I will try to stay out from downtown.
Indiscriminate tasing. That's the answer.
So, the one of our, Rick, who works for me, works with me, not really for me, with me,
Rick,
he volunteered to be tased at their next training exercise. He wants to be tased. Like, what's
is he
wrong
trying
with
to build
you?
Up an immunity?
Yeah, he needs to hang out with Dave Virchel.
Right.
He was like, I want to do that. And you're like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, we're going to need to tase somebody at the next training. You can volunteer. So, yeah, he wants to get tased.
I don't know why you would ever want to volunteer for that, but all right.
I don't know. Since the cops are all required to be tased, because they won't give you a taser without you have being tased to see how it feels like. And they're all telling him how horrible it was. They're like, oh, my whole body seized up. I hurt for 3 days. Like, that all of my bones were, like, crushed. And he's like, yeah, I want to do it.
Yeah, I feel like Rick may have made some unfortunate choices in his life.
Man, all I know is that it's normally, like, a 5-second burst. I think he's getting, like, the 10-second burst, you know? Oh, you want to try it, do you?
Man, if Rick would have just hung out with me in my younger years, he could have just been tased or pepper sprayed by cops in the field.
Now, Ian, our cops didn't have tasers back then.
No, it was just pepper spray.
Yeah. Now, Dave would tase you with his stun gun.
Sure.
You know, like he does.
So anyone who is, since there were questions, State Paddy's Day is an it's an event for drinking because we live in a college town, or at least are living in or adjacent to a college town. So St. Patrick's Day fell on
spring break
1 year, or, you know, often. And so since they weren't going to be able to be drinking on St. Patrick's Day, they decided, yeah, we're going to have our own holiday, and we're going to call it State Paddy's Day. And so it's a day of drinking. Now, St. Paddy's doesn't fall in spring break, so they have 2.
Yeah.
So that's how that works.
Where was this idea when I was, you know, in school and going to bars?
There was St. Patrick's Day, and it was fine. Don't get on board with these overprivileged turds.
I like days of drinking. I can't.
I don't stand for State Paddy's Day.
Well, no.
I barely stand for St. Patrick's Day.
You're not supposed to be standing at all. You're supposed to be sitting in a booth somewhere drinking beers.
That's nay.
And not wandering the street in a green t-shirt which says, hey, police, look at me. Don't do that. But
except everybody does that.
Yeah, because they're all idiots. What can you do?
Sit at home, drink some pop, and eat a nice slice of cantaloupe pie and call it a night.
Samurai says you're just upset because they hadn't passed the 21st Amendment yet when you were in college.
That's true.
Man, I could really go for some delicious pop right now.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
It's too late. I can't have that kind of caffeine in me right now.
I can. But I'd have to leave this here microphone to go get some.
I'll bring some this weekend.
All right, so that was my local news. Stay Paddy's Day.
Right on.
This week, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Storm solves the North Korea situation.
You know, if anybody could, it would probably be her.
I mean, of course. You know,
you know, speaking of the Black Panther, Storm.
Yeah. They went out once. Did they?
They were married.
Oh, I thought she was married to Forge for
a while.
Wow.
Storm gets around.
Oh.
Excuse me. I've been phlegmy since the whole winter thing. It's crazy. And then we had that really warm day today, and now it's getting cold again.
It was like 70 today or something stupid, and now it's going to be like...
My sinuses are wrecked.
By the time you get here Friday, it's going to be like 30 degrees outside.
Absolutely. It will have snowed again and rained, and it'll just be a mess.
Yeah.
Speaking of inclement weather, Storm. She was an okay one star for the first leg of the game. Her green generates a lot of AP, which I enjoyed. It also blows up tiles and does damage, so it was pretty versatile. Her yellow does something. I think it gobbles up team-up tiles.
Exactly.
I wonder what it did before team-up tiles.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I wish I knew.
I definitely played it back then. I even had her as probably one of my primary characters. Not a clue.
Was she two-power back then?
No, I assume that she just ate up environmental tiles.
Hmm.
But I'm sure I'll get confirmation on that sooner rather than later. Anyway, this blows up team up tiles and deals damage per tile, and you know, ends up making for more cascades and more AP generation. And lastly, she has her black power makes, I want to call them attack tiles. I want to call them strike tiles, but I'm pretty sure they're attack tiles.
They are attack tiles.
She puts out a ton of attack tiles. I want to say 16, then 18, then 20, then 24, then 32.
Oh, really?
Attack tiles at 200 and so 7 damage per tile. So 224 damage. That's underwhelming. But she's a 1-star common character. So for what she does, she was a great starter character for generating AP and doing good stuff. Yeah, I'm glad she was able to take care of the North Korean situation as well. But she was the original support character along with Black Widow. She does no significant amount of offense, so very few people use her for their Deadpool dailies.
That's a true story.
I think she was also one of the first lazy characters, because isn't Mohawk the same thing?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so she was not one of the two power characters, but she was part of the lazy generation of characters. And proud to be. And that's everything that happens this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
I don't have any idea. I've never seen that show. I have no idea how the song goes.
I find it amusing that Donkey T says that during the segment, he always hears the It's Sunny theme song playing in his head.
I'm good. I'll have to start watching the show because I don't know if I don't have that theme to play in my head.
Happens in his head and in the edited version of this podcast.
All right, let's hit the mailbag, Willie.
Oh, okay.
Listener comments brought to you by Willie Lumpkin.
I still haven't fixed that typo.
Nope, you never will, and that's okay.
So the first thing I have, Sigma Blade had a question, and I was actually going to ask before the podcast started, but I figure, what the hey? He asked, why... he says, I know I ask it too often, but are you guys ever going to update the beginner tutorial and the 2 to 3 star transition episodes? Because they're both kind of out of date. Or make a 4-star transition episode?
Those sound like good ideas.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you a firm no, but it's unlikely.
I don't want to give you a firm no. All right, that's the only answer we have.
Yeah, I'm trying. Bear with them as long as you can. What's more likely is when you reach a point when our information is so far out of date that it's no longer helpful, let us know and we'll be more likely to just delete it than to update it.
I have not listened to it in a very long time, so.
Right.
Oh my God, hold on. I got to derail the show for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Because I haven't got to talk to Ian. Ian, did you watch Joel McHale?
I did.
It was awesome.
It wasn't quite awesome.
It was.
It was okay.
It was all I wanted from the Soup remade for the third time.
Did the Soup get canceled?
Soup's been off the air for years.
In so much that by years you mean two?
Probably. at least.
Okay, you made it sound like, Ian, the soup hasn't aired since 1976. But I did watch it.
And it was in 2015, so there, it's 2.5 years.
It was funny enough that I'll watch it again. I don't know. I'll give it several more episodes.
All right, Grinch McScrooge can shut his mouth.
I thought that the montage of South Korean soap operas of people getting hit by cars was hilarious.
During the international segment?
Absolutely hilarious watching people get hit by cars. That and the don't forget about homeless people now that the holidays are over, picture in picture with Monday Night Raw.
That was hilarious. Gold. I just love these. We didn't doctor this. Really, this is what they did during the show.
So those two things were gold. But yeah, it certainly wasn't awesome.
I love me Joel McHale. Love him.
I know you do.
Anyway, Ray, get moving.
Next comment is from Mad Salad. I've heard of him. He says, I've been told that Ian's desire for a sleeping shirt. I'll take credit for that.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
And I've got one. It's gold.
He was also the first person to say that he remembers that McHale's Navy had Bruce Campbell and Down Periscope had Frasier.
Right. Down Periscope was the movie I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mad Salad.
626 Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
There we go. While the pie floater may have been invented in Australia, to call it an Australian thing would be akin to saying boiled peanuts are an American thing. Boiled peanuts? Neither are dishes exclusive to the respective countries. Both are popular and available in a select part of their respective countries. Okay, there you go. Wait, why are we talking about pies? MPQ doesn't stand for Mince Pie Quarterly, does it?
Ew.
I suppose it could.
Yeah.
What is this, Grape Soda Quarterly? Mustache Weekly?
Chloe said she was bemused at Ian's appreciation for nightshirts and their benefits at the length you go to procure one, since as a person of the female persuasion, she just needs to go for an extra large men's t-shirt or the dazzling array of nightwear section. She also said that the pie's complexity sounds like a culinary challenge, which is something that she would enjoy, but she hasn't even got around to making the fudge that she was inspired to make after the last holiday fudge fiasco that Craig told us about.
Oh, yeah, that fudge is hard. It's delicious, though.
And the final comment, I will forewarn you, there is a word that I will probably bleep out in this, but I just can't resist. She said it's also amused her that Jane Foster and Loki in the recent Captain Marvel PvP, a lot of people were using Jane Foster and Loki together in the PvP. Is that a team that works? But she says that she would be down with it, and we also need a new agent of Asgard Loki in the game, because the classic Loki is a giant bag of...
All right.
A giant bag?
Well, I might have thrown that giant board in, but...
All I know is that I'm pretty sure that in tomorrow's issue of Thor, finally, Jane Foster's going to die.
I thought you were talking about this like months ago.
Oh, they've been dragging this out for weeks and weeks and weeks.
And does it die or just like give up
Mjolnir? No, she's dying. She's cancer is claiming her.
Oh, okay. UNC Samurai said, say goodnight, Craig.
Good night, Craig.
Starside 8712 said, you guys keep pronouncing it Gamorpha. Shouldn't it be Gamphora?
No, it's my nicknames, and I'll pronounce them the way I want.
I think the reason he asks is because a lot of people spell it G-A-M, the number 4, and then A, but that's not where our nickname comes from.
Gamorpha?
So, Gamorpha? he also said Old Glory Insurance is great, but Oops, I Crap My Pants is still the best.
It is the best. I can't argue with that at all.
Really? I like Super Colon Blow.
Nope. I have when they released something called Make Your Own Opoly.
Yeah.
I made my own Opoly based around the Oops, I Crap My Pants sketch. Oops, I Crap My Pants really changed my life.
I really enjoyed the recent commercial with the guy singing songs about young girls, that is 50s rock.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I don't remember. Oh, I do remember that.
And he was like, you know, these are all songs by my grandfather. Like, oh, he made these in the 50s? He's like, no, he made them in the 80s. he's like, oh, I see it now. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that one, yeah, it did.
Oh,
only because we've, go ahead.
Grinch chimes out with, what about Schmidt's Gay Beer?
That was good.
That's
very
solid.
This is a even more of a divergent because it's not a commercial. It's just been stuck in my head since it aired, and I don't know why. Did you see the most recent James Franco hosting?
Yes.
Did you see the one where he was the moderator of the spelling bee?
Didn't see it.
He's the moderator of a spelling bee, and he's like having a meltdown, and he's every time they ask for a definition of the word, it gets increasingly more and more inappropriate. And when he's finally to like the final end of the sketch and it's Pete Davidson is spelling it, the word he gets is little pig boy.
What?
You have to see it. And he's like country of origin. And he's like, little pig boy comes from the dirt. It's like definition. He's like, mistress hates her little pig boy. I'm telling you, the sketch is gold, in my opinion.
Yeah, Franco's a weird guy.
He's a super weird guy. People give him way too much credit, but I'm pretty sure he is just a stoner who stumbled into making movies.
Oh, man.
Considering who he's been making movies with, I can imagine that is absolutely true. All right, Dewing, Illinois.
Yes.
Said, Ian is now dead to me regarding Burns and Allen. Wow.
How would I know what that is? You guys are really serious about this Burns and Allen.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, you two were too. You were like, what?
It's classic TV, man.
I don't know why. I don't know when I would have had the opportunity to be exposed to it. So it just passed me by.
It was also radio, but there was a TV version.
Well, I was not huddled around the radio listening to my favorite programming when I was a child.
So he also asks, Ian has fraternal ties. Is he permitted to reveal which one? I don't know. It's completely up to you since you're dead. He's dead to you now. Or you're dead to him.
Right.
So.
Right. The Phi Mu Delta. That's it. There's no more than that.
End of story.
Yeah. I'm sure there could be more. I'm an alumni from the Mu Xi chapter.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. But
Is there more than one thing that's because there was a sorority here in town that was Phi Mu something. Because no one called it Phi Mu. They all called it Phi Mu and made fun of the girls and that sorority for being fat.
Again, probably they're not, you know, affiliated with the fraternity in any way. But there is a Phi Mu Delta fraternity that has a different chapter name in State College. That's why the Mu Xi chapter is representative of where I went to school. So, yeah, wherever there is a Phi Mu Delta, they will have a different branch.
The more you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think the one here that the one I'm talking about was just Phi Mu. It had two letters.
Okay.
Don't sororities normally have two? Fraternities have three? Is that not a thing? Did I just make that up?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I didn't do that thing. That was Ian's thing.
I went
to fraternities and drank free beer and listened to live music.
Ironically, I never went to a fraternity party when I was living in State College.
Yeah, so that's weird.
Yeah.
I went to a lot of them.
It was super, super unappealing to me at the time. And I joined this one, ironically, except it turned out it was a pretty nice time. I was laughing because Grinch McGee was making some Revenge of the Nerds jokes.
Finally, from D-Wing, he said, I have a new favorite in-game show. Did Ray edit the boosted character intro? This week, I guess yes.
I think most weeks, the answer's going to be yes.
This week, I remember definitely yes. It was so far off. It was so far off. It was amazing. Jordan from Jersey. from Jersey says,
I got to stop looking at Discord. People are on their game.
Civil War. I'm really excited to finally be in a good alliance that'll actually reach at least one progression in a boss event. The chance at two was awesome, so you are welcome, and I'm glad you're in the group. Prandiac. Featured character of the week. Juggernaut runs for office. Craig, I don't like Juggernaut either. I have him, but only as a one-star XP mine. Iron Man is my leveled one-star. So there you go. There's another one on the list.
Woo!
Yeah.
No way. Spider-Man or Juggernaut are the correct answers.
Spider-Man didn't. See, I wanted to go for Spider-Man, but this was when you still couldn't use him when Bagman was your enemy, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Just never did it. FHQ 1977, he talks about Kraven and some uses for him. He talks about facing him off, using him against Medusa and Rocket. A leveled Kraven will nerf those strike tiles in 2 turns, so it's useful there. Second use against the Teyatsu, the heavy PvE wave nodes. So basically, I think that's only an enemy of the state. He nerfs their attack tiles pretty quick. Other than that, he just doesn't seem to be very good. He calls him Midland to Awful. So, but hey, at least he's got a couple good uses.
Yeah.
And if you want all the details, that's on the Reddit. Joe said, let's not talk about how I'm how hot I am missing the 2 weeks in a row from the YouTube audio. Well, this will be the third, because YouTube was causing us problems, and I don't like
it. We got the chop.
Yeah. I do not like it. It was kind of handy, but no, too many problems.
It's all he can stand, and he can't stand no more.
He also mentioned Ian confusing Mikhail's Navy with Down Periscope, but there you go. We already covered that.
Heavily.
And he says neither hold up, so you don't need to go watch those again. Nothing like a good sleeping shirt callback. And remember when Dr. Doom only had 2 powers? I remember.
I remember.
Then they gave him that pink power, and he was a little bit better.
The purple power?
Yep.
And finally from Joey says, King Clock will be in the game before Dazzler.
Oh! So. Shut your face.
Alpha Team, I gotta pull this up because I don't remember what it was. Oh, right. He says, when I hear of Ian talking about his sleeping shirt, this is all I picture. And he posted a picture of Willy Wonka and you know, Grandpa.
Yeah, oh, sure. Grandpa Joe.
Joe, that's it.
Absolutely. It looks like a lengthwise, it's pretty close. And color-wise, it's pretty close. I don't remember the cut. Also looks similar to, again, if you saw the new Black Panther movie, when Martin Freeman wakes up in the Wakandan hospital and he's wearing that sleeping shirt.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. But it looks much closer to Grandpa Joe's.
There you go.
Because I don't have access to vibranium technology to make my sleeping shirts.
If only.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
I posted that to Discord so everyone could see what we're talking about. Mad Jabroni says, since you guys brought up Prodigal Sons, is there ever going to be another episode?
No.
Nope, they had to cancel it so I could never live out my dream of being on their show and just cursing nonstop.
I really wanted to break into a Jay and Silent Bob right there, but I held back.
Okay.
Well, I can't tell you because it's
lewd.
Yeah. Huh.
All right.
Think of Spider Boy. Whenever you're doing this show, think somewhere out there, the creator of Spider Boy is listening, and we need to set a good example for him. That's what I do.
True story.
True story.
All right, that is the last thing that is in the mailbag. Thanks, Lumpy.
Now I'm thinking about the real world.
The real world?
The real world?
Well, you said true story, and in my head, all I hear is the opening for the old real world. It's like, true story! Of 7 strangers picked to live in a house. You know.
See, that's what you get for watching that.
Man, you want to see some solid gold right now? Turn yourself on some Bachelor Winter Games. Holy smokes. Nope. This is a train wreck. It's fantastic. No dice. Love it.
I'm not going to be lulled back into your web of reality television now that I've broken free. Plus, ever since that one Bachelor murdered his neighbor and got away with it, I've been really disappointed in that show.
Which bachelor got to murder his neighbor?
The farmer.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Farmer bachelor was all schwasted.
Yeah.
Ran over his neighbor while he was out working on the tractor. And,
went
home, locked the door. The cop said, we'd like to test you for booze. He said, nope. And they went, all right, not guilty.
You're correct. I totally forgot about that story.
Yeah. That guy's a piece of garbage.
Yeah, man, I forgot about Farmer Bachelor. Wow. Okay. Moving on. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. Just know that it can't be done without timing or visual cues. So.
XM the King says, flawless, 11 of 10.
Flawless victory.
Let me get to my favorite weekly infographic and see if I can use it to help me with these boosted characters of the week. Oh, they, all right. So I'll try to cruise, semi-cruise through at a fair speed with these three stars. Good old Black Widow. She's going to be boosted this week. She used to be a favorite of mine. Her green is way too expensive, but fortunately, she generates her own, which is very helpful, and it cranks out a good deal of AoE and board shake. Not to mention she pairs very famously with Switch and Professor X for a nearly unbeatable team. Carol, Captain Marvel, the three-star version, is available for boosting this week, so her red should see a good damage increase. Her hypersonic punch should also see a good damage increase, although I've only ever seen her used, again, famously by Craig. She seems to pair well with 4-star Ghost Rider. Her energy absorption works hard to fuel his penance there. 3-star Human Torch is boosted this week. Joe seems to rave about him for some reason. I guess his red does more damage for relatively low cost, as does his green. His black power's kind of meh.
It will do more damage.
It will do more damage, for sure. It will see a boost as well. It's just not my favorite of his powers.
Yeah.
And I just can't bring myself to like his green either. I realize that it can be effective, but it just keeps constantly consuming your green AP pool, and you have to keep replenishing it, and you should be doing more efficient things with your green, in my opinion.
It does a lot of damage, though.
It does. And I feel like it does it at an odd phase. Like, it's like during their... before the start of your turn or at the end of their turn, it resolves its damage, not when other damage is resolved, which is another reason why I enjoy it. She-Hulk, she's got a little bit of AoE with her red, along with board shake. That's it. Unless you're the computer, in which case her green is fantastic. Her green will always target whatever ability you're just about to fire and take it right down to zero.
Yeah, seems to happen a lot.
Right. And then 3-star Star-Lord. He's okay.
I like Star-Lord.
He's okay.
Samurai calls him a poor Kamala Khan. A poor man's Kamala Khan, yeah.
For sure. That's a fair assessment.
Really? I prefer Star-Lord to Kamala Khan.
No, 3-star?
What?
I like Star-Lord.
I believe it, and 5-star and 4-star Star-Lord are great. But compared to Kamala Khan, you think 3-star Star-Lord is superior?
I didn't say superior. I said I liked him more.
Oh, well, that's not hard. Kamala Khan is a weird, odd character that just seems goofy. But she's a great Marvel Puzzle Quest character.
Absolutely.
Healing and punching.
Ah, making them greens. So anyway, 4-stars. People with 4-stars are boosted. Good old Peggy Carter.
Oh.
When Peggy Carter is boosted, her red does too much damage.
The blue does stuff. Oh. So good.
Yeah, the blue is good, but the red is where all the damage lives.
You're underestimating the damage that blue does.
Maybe I am. I don't remember it being a ton. Probably even better boost. Yeah, it's boosted, so. The Kingpin's boosted. When he pokes you with his big fat finger, that'll do a little extra damage.
Oh, I do like the finger
all
poke.
All his minions do a little extra damage. Oh, and he generates his own yellow and takes away yours? Does his purple generate yellow and take away AP steal or negation from the enemy?
It definitely does. I don't know if they're both yellow. For some reason, I'm thinking they're not, but I think
that it targets their strongest and gives him some more yellow so that he can make more minions.
That sounds right.
Yeah, see, he's okay. I want him to be awesome, but I don't think that he is. I even tried pairing him with the always awesome Carol and Coulson combo because he makes countdown tiles. I was like, surely he can help. And I was like, meh, he really doesn't bring a lot to the table.
No, he really doesn't.
Those two are still doing the heavy lifting. And I don't really want to talk about Falcon America. He's such a bummer.
He's boosted. Move on.
Now, speaking of someone's red doing too much damage, I imagine his boosted red probably does way too much damage.
Sure. Good luck firing that off.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you have time to fire that off, the match was already well in hand. Good for you. Spider-Woman? Does anybody remember her?
Only vaguely. She dodges a lot.
See, I don't remember. I know she's got a power that when I fire it, I can choose what it does. And it has one of two effects. I don't remember what either effect is. I do remember she also has like a Venom Blast or a System Shock, or her red does some damage, maybe with a little stun. you'll see a little more effectiveness. She's another one of those characters that just kind of has gotten lost in the shuffle over time.
Yeah, her red power is really good. I mean, my champion does 9,000 points of damage to the target, does 1,800 damage to all the other enemies, and stuns for 3 turns. It's a really good power, except for the cost of 14 red.
Right.
14 red is, you just don't ever use it.
Right.
But her Seeking Redemption is nice because she throws out tiles and just dodges 50% of the damage dealt when she's in front. So.
All right. That does sound nice. And lastly, probably not leastly, I don't know. It depends on who you ask. I know that Agent Venom gets a lot of grief, but my good friend UNC Samurai seems to think that he's dope. So I'm willing to accept that that's a possibility. If for no other reason than allegedly, while boosted, you can expect him to deal north of 8,600 damage for a mere 5 black AP. So if you're dealing that much damage for 5 AP, that's a little bit outrageous. I'll give you that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's some food for thought.
Oh, right. Now I remember why I didn't like his black, because it drains AP from one of your, from your highest AP pool.
Right.
That's a little annoying. I hate losing AP instead of just using it. I don't know.
Well, remember, if you have too much AP, he gets angry.
Right.
Right.
And it only costs 5, so it costs 5 plus 2 more. So it's, you know, it's not that bad. It's just that's why I didn't like him.
Yeah, nope, but I can see the effectiveness. I find that a lot. If there is a power that is balanced out by giving some sort of negative effect to your own team, I find myself irrationally sour to it, you know, until I'm, you know, encouraged in the right direction by people who are smarter than me. Like, I used to not be down with Hulkbuster's Overdrive because it dealt, you know, generated some red AP, but it also did damage to you. And I was like, I'm not dealing damage to myself. And turns out it was a really negligible amount of damage, and it gave you a lot of red AP, and it really makes him much more effective. So things like that. I was always, you know, hesitant about Ares using his Sunder ability because it damaged myself, and it's a very good ability. Does a lot of damage consistently for a 2-star. So yeah, maybe Agent Venom is worth another look.
I believe it.
You can believe me now. Listen to me later.
There you go.
Those are the boosted characters of the week. Brought to you, as always, by Mystify.
Mystify.
Mystify. Yeah.
You totally reversed it.
What's that?
It's listen to me now and believe me later.
Keeping it fresh. All right, I totally bungled it.
Keeping it funky fresh. All right, let's move to the Vine. Brought to you by this Vine. What you guys got going on?
I believe I'll confirm once I load up, but I should have one yellow Kingpin cover that I'm never going to find a home for. I've managed to roster everything else, even some unfortunate stuff that made its way onto my Vine they didn't make it way onto my Vine because it rosters itself if you have an open slot and you don't have it.
I saw that.
Yeah, so I was really bummed out the other day to find out that I have Gwenpool on my roster.
Good old Gwenpool. And by good old, I mean I hate her.
Me too. But
before we get more hate mail, I do not.
Apparently, Bored? when I shut down my game, I was in the middle of a match, so I can't look at my Vine at the moment. Memento.
All right. Well, I will tell you about mine. So I have 2 days left on a Gamora cover. And the reason I only have 2, because I have her champed. I just am not adding it because that will give me a Thanos cover, which will then expire in 2 weeks. And I'm saving it so that I have the maximum amount of time that I can to get the 550,000 ISO in order to get my Thanos championed. So other than that, I have yet another red in my ledger, Black Widow, 5-star. She is still at 215. This is the third red in my ledger since she's been at 215. So it will be turned into ISO here shortly. Other than that, just 2 stars. So it's just a matter of getting 500,000 more ISO for me. That is it.
So I know that we have phased it out / condensed them, but I did, other than the Gwenpool, I got, and those, you know, 6 reward covers from Civil War, I got out of my cap vault the latest Legends token. Ooh. And a Carnage cover that I needed. So those were definitely helped offset the fact that I got a Gwenpool.
Isn't your Carnage, wasn't your Carnage at like 550 or something close?
No,
to
he was, I think he was at like four. I'll look now that I've got my game open, but he was at like a 450 or something. He's still at something odd, or maybe he's at a 440 now.
Okay.
Yep, he's at a 4-4. So he must have been at a 3-4 before, because now he's at a 4-4.
Gotcha.
But yep, I was happy to get those out of a vault. I was impressed.
Very nice. Craig, I assume you're not ready yet?
It's almost done. Okay, there I lost.
Oh, right. Sorry. I forgot. I was like, I was going to bring that up, but I was really worried that he had already told us about his vine, and I clearly wasn't listening, and I didn't want to be like, hello?
As normal, you know, my vine's a mess, because it's always a mess. I'm back in, you know, the doom of this two-star Steve Rogers still. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those dying. I got a green Marika dying. I got a red War Machine, green Switch, and there you go.
All right. The only one I really care about, where's your America at?
Not close, unfortunately.
No.
I have her at a 225, so
wow.
At the sixth green isn't going to help me.
Yeah. Mine's coming up a lot more even than that, but I don't have that many covers, so.
Yeah, I wish I had her fully covered because she's a beast.
Yeah. Yeah. True story. So I have a question for everybody, and for anybody who keeps track of this sort of thing and like spreadsheets or the like, how much ISO does a, you know, reasonable player tend to make in a day? Like, what should I actually be expecting? Because I'm trying to figure out, because I have 80,000 ISO, so I need, I don't know, 500,000 more ISO. Curious how much people actually make in a day. Around 30,000?
I was going to say, is it the middle of the week? Can you play lightning rounds?
I can, and I have been. I don't hit them hard, though.
Hmm. So, I hear those help.
I've never actually tracked mine, but I don't think I make that much in a day.
Mm-mm.
All right, so Tetsujinoni says 30,000 for green check players, so I tried to get the green check mark, so there you go. 30,000 a day. I've got 2 days left on this cover, plus another 14 on the Thanos. So that's 16 days at 30,000 each. That's, I don't know, numbers 480,000. So, all right, that won't get me there, but I'll be closer.
Right. Well, plus you should go up a clearance level by then, and that'll help.
Possibly. And I do have, I have a champ 3-star, so I can sell a champ 3-star, fully champed. So that'll get me there. Okay. So it's definitely doable. Thanks.
This vine.
This vine.
All right. Let's open some stuff brought to you by good old this guy. And for some reason, I've closed my game. I don't know why.
Great. I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll open the latest legends. I will part Robbie's flaming hair right down the middle. Not likely. It's much better than that.
Okay.
It is a blue flexibility for Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, sad times.
I probably need that, to be truthful, because I've only gotten Imaginats prior to this.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Yep. Now he's at a whopping 215.
Okay.
Rayleigh says a zillion tokens, so I'm going to open my one. I'm going to poke Car Driving Man in the face. Car Driving Man gives me a Phil Coulson.
Well, that's nice. Do you have him champed? I don't even remember.
Phil Coulson's way out there. He is now level 299.
There you go. Who does? He probably doesn't give you anybody yet for 300.
He's going to give me a legendary token. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I actually only have one token because I already spent all the rest because I was trying to get a Robbie Reyes that I could fight in that node because I still don't have him.
Yeah, me neither.
But it kept giving me Thor, so I can't complain, because I'll take me a 5-star Thor. In any case, I'm going to punch him in the face and get another 4-star. And it is strange. Again, the older ones are weird to me every time, but a Mr. Fantastic, a Black Fantastic.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Wow, that is unexpected. He does not come up often, and the fact that he was paired up with mine on this show was odd. Completely unrelated. I caved into the temptation of the Heroes for Hire store again and now have a champion Quake.
Oh, nice. Okay. That is worth it. She's really nice.
I thought so.
Especially against the Tommy guns. I love using her against those.
Yeah, she does stop the Tommy guns.
They're like, hi, Tommy gun, 1 point of damage.
So anyway, that was the opening of the tokens, brought to you, as always, by the originator of the This Is This Guy.
This guy. What's in the podcast network nowadays?
Oh, my goodness. Probably. I don't know. It's in a constant state of flux, gaining new grounds, burying old shows. But if you would like to find out exactly what's available, you could go to soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, where you can find an archive of all the shows currently running on the network, and some of the retired shows are available as well. You can find most of them on our page.
Most?
Right. Most. We ran out of room because we have so many shows. But if you would like the complete list, soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
I think that's it then. I think we've somehow made it to the end of this episode. Not sure how. Not sure how we got here. I'm not sure when we even got started.
It was a very curvy path.
But check us out, PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, all that is a wazzle. The Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or the D3 forums. All these ways. Get in touch. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner. Top of our website, you buy something, give us a little love. Head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. Or become one of our sweet, sweet patrons. Which at some point, we should relist that those folks again. We haven't done that for a while.
Okay.
Remind me next week before the show.
I will no problem. Most likely forget, but we should do that.
No way. I'll definitely tell you this weekend.
Okay.
That will be before next week's show.
And maybe I'll even send you a text. I'll try to remind you Tuesday on our other show.
There you go.
Okay.
The Profane Argument, also available on the soon-to-be-named network. Or available at profaneargument.com, or check out our Facebook.
But doesn't feature me, so it was a whole lot less fun. All right. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, those Rumspringa girls, they get wild. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Fly by night of Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew for you. Here he comes and he's singing Fly by Night. Does anybody have a quarter? Nobody has a quarter. I'm going to have to get Funyuns.
Funyuns.
Oh, the Funyuns are stuck in the machine.
Poor Sarah Dahini. Just wanted to be included.
Hey, Graham. Am I in the room where he's casting all these spells?
Ray, I hope in your next adventure you have someone turn a bag of holding inside out and use it to walk through walls.